Armadoxy for today. Stephen. Another Christmas carol with lyrics that often go unnoticed is Good King Wenceslas, who looked out on the feast of Stephen when the snow lay round about deep, crisp, and even. The Feast of Stephen is traditionally on December 26th in the West, and the Armenian Church celebrates this first century Saints' Day either on the 25th or the 26th, depending on the year. Yesterday, in our Advent journey, we began counting down the 12 days of Christmas with the partridge in a pear tree. We started a trip to the physical reality that is the purpose of every spiritual journey. In other words, the spiritual strengthening we receive through disciplines such as Advent has a reason and a purpose to help us in our daily struggles in this world and to allow us to better ourselves and better understand and communicate with our brothers and sisters. Saint Stephen is known as the first martyr of the Christian Church. In Armenian, the word Nahavaga is used for the first martyr, but the word also is used as the first witness, implying that in martyrdom, Saint Stephen became the first witness for Christ. In the early church, faith was demonstrated through actions. The other distinction that sets St. Stephen apart is that he was the first to accept the call to serve through the diaconate. He was the first deacon, according to Holy Scripture. In the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, we read that the first deacons were selected to assist at the distribution of the meals in the Christian community. Reading this passage of Scripture, we understand that action, tending to the physical needs of the community, is part of the church's mission. The church, as the body of Christ, does not operate in a vacuum or in the clouds. Its responsibility is to people in this world. As we approach the message of the Nativity, we focus on God becoming man, to reach out to us, his creation. Jesus asks, "For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table?" And just as we are ready to answer the obvious, he says, "But I am among you as one who serves." The selection of the deacons in Acts chapter 6 takes place a few months after the resurrection of Christ. It is most important to note that the Christian church was taking form. Deacons to help the apostles, the bishops to continue the mission of the apostles, and the priests to minister to the people. On this second day of Christmas, two turtle doves are a reminder of our need to straddle the spiritual and physical realities in our Advent journey. We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you did not abandon us, but set up your church, your holy body, to bring your message home to new generations to come. In the spirit of Saint Stephen, help me find my mission and my purpose to follow your example of serving as an expression of my love. Lord, help me. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.